Ross, do you make a lot of changes or do you give the 22 as kind of like a writing response in round two?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're still working through it. We're just tidying up our review. We did part of it yesterday and we'll finish that off today. They'll train. We'll look at availability. You know, your instincts start to really support the group and we're in it together. But there were some strong performances at Peel, albeit against weak opposition and with respect to East Fremantle. So we'll look at that. There's a few that are building below. But we'll sit down as a match committee and there won't be wholesale changes, I think. We're really disappointed across the board. But it was a good benchmark test. They were a team that finished basically on top of the ladder and won 17 games last year and went out in an exit. They probably sat in their guts for a year. So they come over with a fierce attitude. And we went out. You just see some nervousness in our... we had plenty of desire. But, you know, we fumbled a bit and missed targets in that early. I thought, well, and the game was a really intense contest. This is the way footy should be played. And so we'll look at that. We'd like to think we're better than what we showed, but we get an opportunity this week. So we all sit here disappointed, but we've got a couple of clear things to work on because our effort was so strong. It was easy to identify where we overplayed or underplayed situations. So, we think we're really preparing strongly for Port. We'll get to the selection at the right time. I'm not in a position to discuss it heavily here, but, yeah, we'll assess it and make any change on merit.
Are you in a position to say which ones are pushing up from underneath?
Not really. Not the obvious, because it's not obvious unless you were there. Who was down there watching? It's not really your job to watch, but it's my job to tell you I was there. There was a strong. Hughes was strong. Bally, as a young player, he's had some injury interruptions and just starting to get going. They were Balich and Hughes. And we're trying to develop some small forwards, so we put Crozier back to the small forward role and Gray and Subin the week before, so you can compare, you know, apples with apples, try and get them the opportunity to replace Ballantyne, because we didn't really want to shift Weller out of our back half, even though maybe we should have, because we're looking in the long term with Weller. So they're the sort of guys down there. Tabernard was obviously strong, but do you just execute people on one performance? That's never really what I've done, so it would be unlikely to happen again.
That's the question, I suppose. Shane Kirsten, what do you do? I mean, did it hit his confidence, that performance on the weekend? And how do you get him back to...
You can't head down to Hay Street and buy confidence, can you? So there's no confidence shot. Confidence is out in the track. So he'll work hard. We've got faith in him. But to sheet at home to one person, that's not my style. Everyone's allowed their opinion and I thought he had opportunities. If we'd taken him, he would have been effective. So, we'll back him in. Yeah, we'll back him in.
So he'll play.
I would think
this week.
So. Yeah.
There's been a bit of talk that Matt Taberner could come in just to help take the pressure off McCarthy and Kirsten. Is that something you're thinking about this week?
Yeah, thinking about it. Yeah.
Likely.
As I said, I'm not here to really conduct match committee. I think it's a little bit unfair. We've got to train, finish our review. We'll get to that, but. He was obviously one that played reasonably well. So, but again, you want to stack it up. But we'll get to the coaches and assess it. We coach by committee and we'll have a look at it. You know.
Ross, their ferocity has been acknowledged. Geelong's, it was almost like it went up a gear from where they were at last year. Were you pleased with the way your players responded, or did you feel like
I thought we were around the mark. They were very good. You know, they put a lot of work into our strengths of Sanderlands and Fife would be the two. As we did, I thought Dangerfield had six kicks for the day, but unfortunately when he went forward, he took a couple of good marks and kicked three goals. So you would say we probably handled him around the ball with our intensity, our ferocity. What I will say is Fife, you know, was checked a lot off the ball and he got a couple of free kicks, but we're really keen to look after Nathan and I thought it was reasonable, but I can guarantee we'll look after him. If the umpires don't look after him, we will. So that's on our agenda, but I thought Geelong did that pretty well. That's what disciplined teams do. They sort of take away your strengths a little bit. But I didn't think we found wanting. Maybe you can look at the fumbles and that was that an anxiety and a nervousness and over keenness, or was that we're a bit jittery? I'm not too sure, you know, but generally we're clean, and I thought around the ball we were fine. They beat us on the outside. They got back on us and they got out on us. So I think that's really simple. We looked at that, which is good. That's easier to coach, you know. So getting back on this, just sometimes it's your forwards and mids being too keen to chase and tackle, you know, like, and not getting, anticipating we're getting the ball and having outlets in the right spots. And, you know, they got out on us mainly in the second quarter where we're just ball watching a bit and they sieved us out of our front half, which is unusual. So they're all things you can fix relatively quickly, and that's what I was saying. I should have emphasised those things a bit better than I did.
Ross, it did seem like a lot of those tackles, I was really, really trying to ride Matt Fyfe into the ground and that sort of thing. Are you expecting he's going to be tackled like that?
Yeah, well, we're not playing Scotch. We're playing hard-nosed AFL teams. You're a good player. You expect to cop. That's the business. It's the fiercest competition in Australia. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But you need to look after your own.
Do you speak to the AFL if you feel he's being unlawfully blocked? Do you speak to
I thought it was all good around the stoppages. It's more, everyone gets checked. We ask our players to make sure danger, make it hard for him to move forward and that, but sometimes there's a line that's crossed, and if we feel it's been crossed, I thought we flew the flag and we looked after Nathan.
Did you think the line was crossed? And do you think it's...
No, I didn't think anything. I'm just saying, you ask about Geelong, what they did, and they did it well.
And the players obviously thought then that the line was crossed in terms of the treatment.
Well, there must have been some responses. That just happens. It's a couple of people going at it. That's why we'll get there to watch. We like it.
Do you, if you were to bring Taberner in, do you have to weigh up your two ruck strategy? And how happy were you with the two?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. So we are encouraging Taberner to take ruck opportunities in the waffle. So... he's around that size. You need that ruck. Ruffy can do it. He should be able to do it. He's 197 and he's really mobile. And he did it. But it's a tough contest, the ruck. You need to embrace it. And he's sort of getting his head around that, Matthew. And I think if you can add that string to his bow, it's going to be easier to pick him rather than just be judged on a specialist forward. So, I thought John was okay. I thought he could have kicked a couple. You know, missed a sitter late. So, yeah, he was okay. I thought he competed. Yeah, I thought it was fine. They weren't the issues. The issues are the issues that I've spoken about. Back on us and out on us.
Ross, what do you think of Port Adelaide? I'm going to Sydney and beating them.
It was a good win.
How do you assess them?
I haven't watched them yet. I've got to get to them. So we'll tidy us up. We play Sunday. What's today? Wednesday early, so I've got plenty of time to get to them. But that was obviously a good performance, and you look at their midfield, just look at their tags. They're strong for the midfield again, aren't they? And in particular, their front half's got some good strike power. And so, Hartlett off half back, that's just what I know. But we'll have a good look at them at the right time. But if you don't fix your own footy, you're in trouble.
Ross, sorry.
Concertina back in.
Check you at the door.
Yeah.
Harley. Obviously, had to have an injection in his calf. Can you talk us through that and what the implications of that are, if any?
Yeah, it was delayed onset muscle soreness. So he's been training really. He's actually at an exciting stage. It won't delay his return at all. So there was just some treatment he had. They can do it under ultrasound, and he's at an exciting stage. You know, he's basically, to quantify it, his pre-season now is the equivalent of what Lee Spur did, and Shane Kirsten. Off some injury interruption. So that's starting to give you the context of the amount of work he's done and where he's at. So if you think what Lee Spur's able to produce and run like that, that's where really Harley's at the minute. So it's actually at the exciting stage for us. So he's really near term. So it's really from here getting back into with the group and then building on that work he's done. So he'll be playing in the not too distant future. But I'm not going to give you an exact date because of... You know, we're on eggshells a bit because of the history with the aponeurosis, but they're all in really good shape as far as we know. So yeah, it's actually at the exciting stage.
Do you back him off because he's sore, or do you? Are you
You got to respond to, you know, because they not only work hard in there, so he's built his calves up to be able to punch out the strongest in the club with the exercises he does in the weights. So he's worked really hard, but sometimes you work that hard, you got to push him. You know, and they're still in their shadows of that hard work. So it's a real balancing act. And, you know, obviously we probably just did maybe a bit too much with him where he's just sore and then we all get a little bit spooked and we get some treatment. So it's put him 2 days behind and then away he goes. But it certainly won't change the plan they've mapped out for him. But I think if you think about the work he's done, Shane Kirsten, and for our supporters, Shane Kirsten and Lee Spur are playing AFL footy, and his pre-season's equivalent to that. So I think it puts it in pretty good context of how exciting it is for us at the minute for him.
Has he been with the main group at all?
No, it's all been the one-to-one.
Still
yeah, he would have been in with it this week, except this has occurred just to push it back 2 days. So you'd imagine if you come down next week, you'll see him training with the group. Will he do all of it with the group? No, he'll do partial. Then he'll go out, because we just want to control his high-end sprint a little bit. But he'll be there, and then he'll go out and do some stuff. So that's where he's at. That's as much clarity and as much transparency as I can give you at this point.